or when I'm talking about building up, am I talking about you building this building up? Or I'm talking about something else at the same time? Yes, I'll tell you, be good. Do not cheat. One meaning is, yes, you as a fellow, literally being here, do not cheat. But there is another meaning to this. Because in the first one, you should be in a society and in a position that you could cheat, and you could hesitate not to cheat, blah, 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 that's something else. But when I say don't cheat, I mean do not cheat your heart. This is another level of understanding, okay? So, when you interpret it to the physical, literal life, do it. But don't think that the other stuff is the same. Here we say, die from this, you understand it. When over there we say, die for that. Don't make it look like this. In your mind, make a decision that to have two different places. The first layer of the meaning, yes, it's physical, literal, but there is another layer which doesn't relate to cause and effect. Yes?
Alas, that after our sweetheart had burned our pain, the night time of being alone passed away and became day. Except at night there is no unveiling of the moon. Except through heartache, do not seek your heart's desire. Forsaking Jesus, you have fostered the ass. Of necessity, like the ass, you are outside of the curtain.
Suddenly, Jesus is here. Why? Just for the donkey. There is a Jesus sitting on a donkey. He brings it in and says, ha ha ha, look at you. You know what you did? When we talk about the Jesus, you forgot about the Jesus and you are nurturing the donkey. Because there is no Jesus with donkey. Without donkey. Jesus is riding the donkey, right? So I'm riding this biological machine. You forgot about the rider, you're taking care of the machine. But before this, he said something a little bit more complicated. Let's go back. He said, I talk about God and intervention and stuff like that. And you bring it down to this. Let me tell you like this. You know what? When our beloved shows his face, suddenly the night is over and the day is here. End of the story. That's when it happens. Who are you and where are you? We are before that. So our place is in the night. We are in the darkness. So look for him in the darkness. When he comes, there is no darkness. But look for him in the darkness. Try this, try that. Don't think that with this he will come and it's end of the story. When he comes, everything is completely different. What we are talking now is before seeing the Haq. Because when you see the Haq, everything will be different. Therefore, we could do only in the night with the pain and sufferance of what? Do you remember? The firaq, the distance. Being far away from what is the best. That one, he said, that's the only way to seek him. Then you will come to the verse 1841, which is a little bit tricky because over there you will find the tale', and that tale' is a very critical stuff. The voodoo, the shaman fellow, the fellow who will look in a piece of material and they will let you know your future and all that, over there we call them tale'ebin, because they see you tale'. Tale' means all those black voodoo stuff nonsenses, which in each culture they'll have good names. Let me see your fortune. A vagabond will do this. The holies, they try to see your fortune in the palm of your hand, and they never look at the palm of their hand. You believe it when you like it, and you will like it because they know what you like, and they'll tell you that. That's the tale. But that's not the meaning of the word. Tale, tulu means sunrise. That rise is tulu, right? When the sun rises or moon rises, that rising, coming out, is tulu. And you remember, we are looking for the tulu because we believe that the light of Hab will rise from the horizon of my heart. That's how I become enlightened, right? So that's tale. Here he will say, the thing that will make the Jesus come up is science as and wisdom. The thing, there is no such a stuff to make that donkey rise up. He's trying to explain that. Yes?
Knowledge and Gnosis are the fortune of Jesus.
Yeah, here knowledge and Gnosis, they run in like those translations. But the words are quite simple. The first one is Elm. Elm is science, knowledge in Arab language, always. So the first one is knowledge. The second one is Ma'rifat. This is Irfan, you remember, this is the phase of Ma'rifat. So this is wisdom, is knowledge and wisdom, no doubt about those two. And these two, they will not help the donkey to rise up. Look at them, the science and wisdom will not help your animal. This is what he wants to say. Yep.
Science and wisdom are the fortune of Jesus. They are not the fortune of the donkey, O you asinine one. You listen to the moaning of the donkey, and pity comes over you. Then you know not the donkey commands you to be asinine. Have pity on Jesus, and have no pity on the donkey. Do not make the nature Lord over your intellect. Let the nature weep sore and bitterly. Do you take from it and pay the debt of the soul? For years you have been the donkey's slave. It is enough, for the donkey's slave is behind the donkey.
This doesn't do well. Again, translation. The donkey slave. When you say donkey slave, means what to you? A fellow who is a slave of a donkey. But another word for that is the fellow who is working with the donkey. Like the cab driver, there is donkey driver, but we call it kharbande. Because over there, we don't believe there is a mastery in that pitiful job, therefore he's the slave of the donkey. But he is the rider of the donkey, he is the owner of the donkey, and all that. Okay, let's imagine you got it. Imagine the fellow, the owner of the donkey. Where is his place?
Riding
the donkey is a donkey rider, is a rider who could ride a horse, anything like that. The fellow, the cab driver is riding the cab, but the donkey driver doesn't. Is following the donkey is the worst place to stand. You say, look at the fellow, he's always behind the donkey. He cannot lead the donkey. Camel driver, no, because the camels follow the fellow. But the donkey, which is used to carry the stuff like that, imagine the pickup truck with the driver in the back. It's something like that. And all of these Going up and down, do not forget, that is the moment that he's trying to say, whatever I say, you see it differently. You interpret it physically and you go back to your animal part. Yes?
The thing meant by put them behind is your fleshly soul, for it must be last and your intellect first. This base intellect has become of the same temperament as the donkey. Its thought is how it shall get hold of fodder. The donkey of Jesus took the temperament of the spirit. It took its abode in the place of the intelligent, because intellect was ruling and the ass weak. The donkey is made lean by a strong rider. While with the weakness of your intellect, O you who have the value of a donkey, this worn-out donkey has become a dragon. If through Jesus you have become heartsick, health too comes from him. Do not leave him.
Means what? You started to come and said you have two parts. The donkey one and the Jesus. You attempted the donkey one, you forgot about the Jesus. You should just remember that attending to the donkey will make you a donkey slave, which is no good place to be. Attend to the Jesus. The donkey part doesn't like it. Don't worry about it, cut it, let go of that, come here. In all exaggeration, you imagine, okay, I got it. So I'm two part. One part should be Jesus, one part should be the donkey, and it's like that, so, again, you're going to that cause and effect of you. Let's talk about the donkey of Jesus. The donkey is not donkey. Over there is the donkey of Jesus and will be transformed in you. I don't want to say that your Jesus will transform, but your donkey will be an animal. So you see, it's a very tender subject. You cannot go and say black or white that, okay, the donkey is that. If you attend to donkey, it depends how you attend to the donkey. Jesus attends to the donkey gets weaker. Then it will transform. Later, when Jesus is Jesus, the donkey is a holy object. So there is this transformation, and it's not 100% sure that it happens. So there are rules in this game, and they could be broken in any single moment, because this is the field of exception. You see, we talk about the rules of exception. We are funny right at the beginning. Yes.
How art thou as to affliction, O thou Jesus who hast the breath of Jesus? For there never was in the world a treasure without a snake. How art thou, O Jesus, at the sight of the Jews? How art thou, O Joseph, in respect of the envious plotter?
Suddenly everything is forgotten. This was all the conversation of what? There was one question. Moses was asking a question, right? Where are we now? He talked about, forget about the Moses, Jesus, the donkey, blah, blah, blah. Then the donkey is transformable. Then suddenly he left us alone, is talking to the Jesus that, how are you, my dear Jesus? Are you suffering from these people? Means what? Means at the end of the day, I'm trying to talk with your soul, because I have pity on your soul, which is imprisoned in you, and you're not treating it good, because when I'm talking about your Jesus, I'm thinking about your Jew. You see, at the same time, this is Jesus, that's the Jew of the Moses, means ancient, but before he declared it, that no, that fellow, I mean, the overinflated ego, in a way. The fellow who believes in himself only. He said, oh, my dear Jesus, you saw that Jew, right? Oh, my dear Jesus, you saw that Joseph in the world. I tell you that these are all